Well, listening to that has been Auckland University microbiologist and infectious diseases specialist Dr. Susie Wiles, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How are you feeling at the moment, halfway through? Are you as optimistic as some of the people we're hearing?
Oh, look, I'm optimistic, providing we all still stick with the lockdown rules. What happens at this sort of stage is everybody's like, oh, well, you know, case numbers look like they're going down, so we can relax early. And that is not what we could do at all.
Do you agree that it's significant to see the those recovering sort of outstripping the cases, that is actually, we can hold on to that as a genuine turning point?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, what we know is that we are running on this lag period where what we see every day is because of a reflection of what happened the week or 2 weeks before because of the incubation period of this virus. So we went into lockdown 2 weeks ago. We would be expecting to see our numbers starting to drop now. That's what we're seeing. We hope that stays as it is. What's really important now is that nobody starts breaking their bubbles, because that would see the numbers start to go up again in about a week or two's time.
All right, and we've got Easter coming up. What would be some of the areas you'd be worried about over Easter? I mean, neighbours having a bit of a sort of across the fence drink to celebrate Easter or something. Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, I'm worried about that already because I've heard reports of people doing this, and it's just simply not acceptable. I know that people are saying, oh, but we're keeping 2 metres apart. It's like that is for when you're in when you're out and about at the supermarket and you're going to have a very quick contact near somebody. What we really mustn't do is think that 2 metres is a magical number that means we can spend an hour chatting with somebody over a glass of wine. It's just simply not true.
Supermarkets, I'm wondering what you think so far of how that's going and the measures that have been put in place. It is quite a strange experience, having done it a couple of times. What do you think? Are we getting it right?
Oh, I think that in a lot of ways we are. You know, the supermarkets that I've been to have been really good about keeping people apart, at least while you're queuing up. And, you know, when you go to the checkout, you know, they've been wiping everything down. It's all on us now to be making sure that we wash our hands and all those kinds of things. You know, there may well be some people who don't have symptoms who are going to the supermarket. And so the really important thing is that how do they behave? Are they, you know, keeping their hands washed? Are they touching their faces? Those are all the sorts of things that we should be thinking about everybody around us and how we protect them.
And do you still recommend wiping down packaging, washing fruit and this sort of thing?
Oh, look, I've only ever recommended that for somebody who is really, really, really vulnerable. So it's highly unlikely that there will be any virus on the packages coming into your house. And for most people, this is just not an issue. But if you have got somebody in your house who is very, very vulnerable and would likely have a very bad infection, then I don't think it's unreasonable to take extra precautions around them.
Coming out of level 4, do you see this as a hard break? We go straight to level 3, or do you think that we may have to look at region by region, or schools perhaps stay closed a little longer? Is it going to be a bit flexible?
I think it's going to have to be flexible. It's absolutely going to be, you know, where are the cases? Where is the community transmission that we know about? And it's going to have to be really cautious. And we're going to have to expect that maybe if cases pop up, we would have to change levels again.
What do you make of the schools? What sort of a risk is going back to school? Is that any more of a risk than other parts of society?
Well, I think we're all of us moving is a risk. So I don't think that that schools are any more of a risk. I mean, there is a concern that children are able to carry the virus, you know, without symptoms, but the same is true for adults. And one of the things that really worried me about the idea of just shutting all schools is that you then, you know, what happens to those children? They have to go somewhere. And often, you know, the option is you put them with grandparents, which is moving, potentially infectious people to vulnerable people. So these are all the sorts of things that have to be thought about before we open up anything.
We've been discussing masks this morning. Nurses are concerned, obviously, about their PPE. But where, and this idea that some of it's being held back potentially, where do you sit on masks at the moment? So both for those on the front line and those in general?
So this is a really complicated thing, and it's something that's actually got Mike Dance has seen me receive threats about it. So it's very clear that those people who are in contact with people who have COVID-19 need to be protected, and that's what the kind of PPE that they wear is for. And we have to be absolutely clear that they have what they need. But the idea of everybody wearing masks, and there isn't the kind of mask that would protect them, it would be surgical masks or cloth masks. These are not to protect you from infection. They're to protect others in case you are shedding the virus and don't know it. And what's really important there, so they are useful. They will definitely stop some of that those droplets that you are shedding, but people have to use them properly. And what I've been so concerned about is seeing people not use them properly. You know, you can't touch them. You have to wash your hands as soon as you put, well, before you put them on and take them off again. You only use them once and then have to wash them if it's a cloth mask. And so those are the messages that people need to understand. If they're wearing these things, it's not to protect you, it's to protect others, and you have to wear them properly.
What are people threatening you? What is their concern? Tell us more about that.
They're just concerned that because I'm not saying everyone should be wearing a mask, that I am basically running an experiment on the whole of New Zealand and that I'm going to be responsible for lots of deaths. So this is an issue that is getting people very, very upset, that people really feel like, you know, that this is one of the things that we could be doing that we're not, that would protect everyone. And I guess what they're hearing is advice coming from other countries, which are in a very different position to New Zealand, where there are clearly lots and lots of people going about their business every day, you know, on buses, on trains, that are clearly shedding the virus. And that's just not the case for us here. There are likely some people, but it's not everybody. And so because they're seeing those messages and wondering why we aren't doing something, they're getting upset and then not behaving in a very appropriate way, I think.
Dr. Susie Wiles, thank you very much.